This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. On the agenda for the next legislative session are protections for transgender people and their parents, CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
Democratic Representative Brianna DeTone says her bill is critical, given restrictive laws in states like Texas. She said she wants to make sure providers and parents who bring youth to Colorado for gender-affirming care won't face prosecution.
When they come out of state and they try to get the trans care that their kids need, they could go back where they live and they could be put in jail or have their kids taken away from them or both.
DeTone is Colorado's first openly transgender state lawmaker. She says the bill's details are still being figured out. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
That bill was in the works before last week's shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs. A new state representative has been sworn in to replace the late Hugh McKean, and it's his longtime partner. Amy Parks will serve out the term's final weeks. McKean died of a heart attack last month. RTD's R-Line light rail through Aurora reopened this morning. It was closed since a derailment in late September. RTD's investigation faulted the train driver for speeding through a sharp curve. Roads are snowy. Traffic may be slower along the Front Range and around the metro area this morning. The snow continues through much of the day, clearing overnight for a sunny day tomorrow. It will be not as cold on Wednesday, but for today, temperatures pretty cold across Colorado. A high of 23 in Denver today, Colorado Springs hitting 24. This is CPR News and KRCC.